Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him all ye the seed of Israel. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name for evermore. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee, the city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, the rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Whiles by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf, God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name,